Good afternoon and welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose and it is a Monday. Happy belated Easter and happy belated new beginnings. And also in the moment, new beginnings. We have a lot of energy going on out there. A lot of people have been emailing me at kimmyrose.com asking me what is going on. They're feeling like this, some shift has taken place. And today, I'm very excited to bring two experts in the area of mind, body, spirit who can help you understand how to balance yourself energetically. One of the things I love about them is that they are a couple, truly united in purpose. Today on the program, we have Jack and Susan Lewis, and I want to invite you to go to their website. It is Aura, it's A1Aura.com, A1Aura.com. And go to the website. You can see all the wonderful things they do. They're going to join. I'm so excited. I'm going to see them. We're going to be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Festival in Toledo this weekend. That's out at Delta Banquet Hall. And it's on Saturday and Sunday. I want to remind everybody that Saturday night, I'm going to be connecting with people on the other side and talking about connecting heaven on earth, about intending heaven on earth and how you can do that in your life. It's all about community. It's all about choice and it's all about sharing. We're going to open the festival on Saturday morning and we're going to do an attunement, a prayer, and on Sunday, 4:30, if you can be there, we are going to form a circle. And the circle is going to connect each and every one of us as a community to begin our work together. Something that I think it's really important for people to remember is that we each have a special gift. No one is any better than another. We're all equal. We're all here in this together. We're here to create within our emotional state and intend heaven on earth. Jack and Susan, they are also radio hosts on Empower Radio. And again, go to A1Aura.com. Amazing people. I had the blessing of going and getting an aura photographer, actually a picture with them. And I'll tell you, what I liked about them is a lot of times you go and you get a picture done, and then that's it. I actually had a before and after picture, and it was amazing the shift after I had the energy work done on me that they offer. Without further ado, I want to bring them both on to the program and just thank you both for joining me today. How are you?
Well, good, Kimmy. This is Susan, and I want to just thank you for having us for our guest today. We're so excited to be on your show today and to see you this upcoming weekend.
Hi, Susan. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack. And you know, the two of you, maybe it's just this part of me that I just look at the two of you and I see that, you know, when I look at your picture, there's a connection there. You're leaning towards each other. And I know in every marriage, things get crazy sometimes. Can you tell us a little bit about how you met?
Well, we met, we've actually been married 21 years and we met through a job that I was working. I work actually with Jack's sister and she introduced us and things just progressed, and here we are over 21 years later. So we've had quite the journey and looking forward to many more years together.
How did you know? Like the work you do, you do, Susan, you're a coach, a life coach, amazing with helping people intend and manifest things. Jack, you very connected. I had a long, extensive talk with Jack about Edgar Cayce, and we discussed the emotions and how that you can shift into that space of love and the healing, the chakra tuning that you do. And you both do this together. When you first met, did you start out doing this work, or is it something that evolved?
Actually, I was into the universal consciousness about 15 years ago and had a unique healing experience with my sister through it, through Deepak Chopra, studying some of his work. And my wife was a little concerned about it because we were both practicing, you know, every week Catholics at the time. And she was wanted me to not pursue it at the time, so I kind of let it go. And it wasn't until The Secret came out a couple of years ago on Oprah that we really got back into it. And we really progressed once we started back again. I knew that it really worked, and we got into the metaphysical community and got this tuning machine that we'll talk about and Casey Bob, and then got into some aura photography and then started doing shows.
Right. So, you know, this aspect is, you know, been in our lives in the last few years, really. We're changing and we're evolving and we're moving towards something, you know, very loving, unique, and different, I would say. But as far as us being together that long, I think it has to do with having some of the same values of life and respect and knowing that you're in it for a commitment for the long term and then focusing on the positive things that keep you going.
And I think that that's just the most important thing is focusing on the positive. And I'm sure both of you, both of you may feel that energy that when you stay connected, you talk and you're working together for a higher purpose, that it just makes it so much easier to understand. You know that all this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Everybody gets their spiritual awakening in a different time, and I think everybody's ready at a different time. And the neat thing about our relationship is Jack was ready before I was. And because of his deep love for me, he was patient enough and put himself on hold a little bit and waited. So now we take this journey together, which is beautiful.
That comes with such humbleness. That I have to just share with you that how much respect I have for you, for the humbleness that in the love. I mean, that's what I call love. I think that you also though hold an amazing space too. And so if I might give you that credit of that, I have seen you when you talk to people, when you're connecting with people. And you have this ability to release and let go of your stuff and really connect with them. So I think that you just remembered, right? Remembered that
yes.
was your work. And Jack,
right.
did you know that about her? You had.
Yes. Yes, uh-huh.
She's, I mean, both of you are amazing, and you're going to be there this weekend. And I'll tell you, you got to come out to Delta Banquet Hall. You take pictures. I mean, let's talk a little bit about, because one of the things that I'm drawn to with what you do, and we've got to go to a break, but I want to just set this up because this is so important, is I am really amazed that when you do your aura photos, you actually look at the emotional states, you look at, and you actually bring it into a space of enlightenment, a space of, you know, how can, you know, you can see different things that have happened, but you can help people. I believe that, I call it the crystalline system, you know, it's balancing that, and I know, Jack, we've talked about Tesla. And some of Tesla's work. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what happens when someone comes to both of you and they have their picture, their aura photo done, where you go from there and how it can really help them. I want to invite everybody to go right now to their website, to Jack and Susan Lewis' website. It's A1Aura, AURA.com. Go over there, check out. Oh, and your website is full of information, and you have a radio show, and you work together, and just amazing things. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you are listening to bbsradio.com. You can send in messages. You can go over to Facebook and send me messages if you have any questions. And also, I want to remind everybody, this weekend is the Toledo Body Mind Festival, Spirit Festival. Toledo Body Mind Spirit Festival taking place at Delta Banquet Hall. It's Saturday and Sunday. We have so many things going on. And what's wonderful about this festival is that we make sure that we're all collectively together in a space that's a shared space. And we have wonderful speakers that are going to be there sharing all day long. It's absolutely free to get in. And we have a opening ceremony that we will be doing first thing on Saturday morning and then Sunday at 4:30. It's about oneness and community. And we're going to talk a little bit about the area, this area, which is goes all the way up to the tip of Canada, all the way down to southern Ohio, in the sacredness of the golden area that I've channeled, and what it is we can do as a community. And you may be even though you live in California and different places, you each have your own vortex that is created within you right now. We are joined by Jack and Laura Lewis, and I want to give you their website. You can go to their website right now. It's a1aura.com. I had the pleasure of meeting them both I've met them before, but really just to sit down and talk to them at the festival last year, and I had my picture taken. And yes, I do have a picture, and I will post that on my website. I've had a couple people send me some Facebook messages asking if my picture's up there, so I will scan it and put it up there. Actually, I'll scan the one I get this year and put it up there. And I found it amazing because I've had a lot of pictures. I've had my aura photographed several times. The way you both do things is, it's very different. I really feel like the intention is much deeper. So just starting from the start to where you go, tell me a little bit about what an aura picture is. I mean, what is an aura, and Okay. What is the benefit of it?
Sure. What the aura is the energy that our body's using and giving off. And a lot of us can't see it because it's a higher vibration than what our eyes are trained to see. So there's a very special camera that actually was first invented by Tesla back in the 1890s. And the current-day modern aura camera actually picks up energy from your hands, from different nerve endings, and takes a database of people that could actually see auras and puts it into color so we can see the auras, because a lot of us are visual, and then the colors each mean different things. And I just want to emphasize one point is that they're based upon the chakra colors. They go from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, and white, going up the scale right along with the chakras. And we'll get into what chakras are here in a minute for people that don't know what that is. But they should be in tune with the Earth's energy. So it's a really nice, it's a true life force energy reading of the body to see how we're, where our energy is. And there's no bad energy because quite often we'll have people come by saying, well, I'm not going to get mine done because I'm going to have black energy. But there's no bad energy. It's just your level of energy. And it corresponds with the emotions of the physical part of the body.
Right. And, the fun part is to see the photo, and then we can do the reading on the photo. And we had Jack mention that each color has a different characteristic, and actually the position of the color has a different characteristic. We bring energy into our body on our left side through our thoughts and our feelings. So the color on the left side represents what you might be bringing into yourself for the near future. The color over your head represents the present moment, and if there's a bar of a higher color, it's hopes, goals, and aspirations for the future. We put energy on the right side, so the color on the right side represents how other people perceive us because we're allowing them to read the energy. And the reading of the energy for most people is done at a subconscious level. There are many more people that are now getting more in tune with it, but most people don't realize that's what they're doing is reading people's energy. So it's really neat to see where you are and at what life force energy level you are. As Jack mentioned, there's no bad color, but some colors have a higher vibration than others. So it is desired to have a higher vibration so your body, your circulatory system, the law of attraction, everything can work at a more optimal level. And if you happen to vibrate at a lower level, it's nice to know because there's many things that you can do to raise your vibration. And just a real simple one is laughter and meditation and different things that we do. But one of the things that we offer that helps is the chakra tuning that I'll let Jack talk about.
Okay. And what the chakras are, these are energy centers of the body. They're like wheels of light that our body uses. The heart's one, the third eye. People may have heard of some of those terms, but there's seven main ones. And we have a unique device that a guy invented out in Tucson, Arizona, that actually has a certain frequency that each of these should be tuned at. And we hold a crystal against the body, and it helps tune the body back to where it should be at and balances it based upon the Earth's energy. So just like years ago, 120 years ago, we didn't live around electrical. Different things vibrate. Everything vibrates, so we can actually be pulled out of vibration due to just being around something that vibrates lower. It could be a mate, a job, economy, what we put our minds on. So it really helps us in the physical part of our body, too, to help tune up our body because this is very beneficial for the body.
But it is really fun for people to see their auras, and then we do the aura reading. And, the readings, the characteristics are right on, and we, as you had mentioned, that we may do a little bit more. I love to do the readings and be able to help inspire people and, help them with what's going on in their lives and kind of help them going forward, because we are, seeing is believing for most of us. We are visual people, and say somebody is trying to bring in a change into their life, and if they see those colors coming into their aura that represents change, it really gives them a lot of confidence to move forward and to let them know that better things or what they want is coming. Also with healing, there's people that are ill to see that healing energy coming into their aura or in the presence of the healing energy is so beneficial for people. It really helps them go forward having that knowledge. Even though they felt it, there's something really magical for us, I think, about seeing. So it is a lot of fun, and it is very neat.
Now, when you have a aura photo, and I noticed that different times I've had them done, and since I've had my near death experience, I notice a lot more white. will come out. But now when I did work with you, Jack, you had actually had me go through it's a very special device that has a, please correct me on this, but it has a crystal in it, and it's very connected to Edgar Cayce. My aura, it shifted. I mean, the picture, you did it before and after. How can something like that help people?
Well, it correlates. Once you get up into the higher vibration, basically going back, your picture actually changed to where you came out all violet, white, and blue, and which is actually bringing the person up into Christ consciousness for the people that know a lot out there. But what it does, it raises the vibration up, and it actually, what it does, it goes along with the physical part of our body, raises our emotional level, and our circulation is working a lot better when we're at a higher vibration. If we're down at one of the lower colors, even though there's no bad colors, we're hanging on to more stress or anxiety, and our circulation isn't working as good. And we can break down the word disease. It's called dis-ease. You're not at ease. So your circulation isn't working as good, and things could eventually show up in the body if we stay down there too long.
And our machine that we use is called the Crystal Ray Violet Resonator. It's got a long name. And it does. It was actually, the circuitry was guided by Saint Germain. It's just a wonderful piece of equipment, and it works much like radio frequencies, where each chakra has a specific frequency that it's supposed to be based active up from the earth. So we are in balance with the earth and then within each other. And so you actually turn into the specific frequency each chakra is supposed to be, and then it has an attached crystal wand that you hold. And what that does is in each chakra area, and as Jack mentioned, we tune 16 areas, it opens up the chakra, clears it out, rebalances it, and aligns it to the proper vibrational frequency that's supposed to be. Once you go through these tuning, your energy centers then are back cleared and spinning and back in alignment the way they're supposed to be, balanced within each other and up from the earth. So it's a total energy alignment. And then when we take the before after, as you said, your color shifted, we were actually able to shift your energy back up into the alignment that it's supposed to be. And as we've said, and we want to say over and over again, that there is no bad color, because you are who you are. Each color has a different characteristic. However, when Jack had mentioned that the colors correspond to the chakra colors, on our photo, the actual photo that we're doing and giving people, it's a Polaroid photo, and it's a headshot. Well, if you look at the chakra colors, the crown color, the crown chakra being the top of your head is white. The third eye, between your eye, your forehead area, is the indigo and violet. And then the throat chakra is blue. So we have the colors white, violet, and blue in the head area. So if your energy centers are in balance and we are actually doing an aura photo of the head, that would be the optimal colors to have in your aura photo. Many people range in many colors, but a lot of the common colors happen to be red, orange, and yellow, because those are more earthly energy, high energy, emotional type of thinking and knowledge colors, which many people are. Many people really are thinking of their jobs and learning, and yellow is a very intellect color, so that's why a lot of people fall in those ranges. Myself, I'm a creative, emotional person, so I tend to fall in the orange area quite a bit. I love to be blue, violet, and white. I just need to work a little bit longer and harder to keep my vibration up. So I do the chakra tuning. I use essential oils. I do meditation. I do different things to help raise my vibration because I know how healthy it is for me.
And when you're both talking about, and we're going to go to a break, but I want to talk about that raising your vibration. And a lot of people hear that, and that's a big question. They'll say, "Well, what do you mean, raise my vibration? Why is that something that's so important?" I know that's something that you both have intended together to do, and you do such a wonderful service and work, and. One of the questions that I have, well, actually two, is what tell us all about that. And the second thing is it something you have to do for yourself, or can someone else do it for you? So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We've got Jack and Susan Lewis on with us. A1Aura.com is the website. You can also go on over to my website, KimmyRose.com, find out more about the Toledo Body Mind Festival taking place this weekend at the Delta Banquet Hall in Toledo, Ohio, and also reminding everyone, if you'd like to connect with the other side, bring your loved ones and yourself with you, and I'll be giving messages. It'll be a gallery reading. Excited to see everyone there. We'll be right back with more with interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading, or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and we have with us an amazing guest. When I say amazing to me is this a crystalline word that is, there's so much truth that's intended from it. Jack Lewis and Susan Lewis. They are healers, intuitives, and they will be at the Toledo Body, Mind, Spirit Festival this weekend at Delta Banquet Hall. I'm excited to be there and be doing, I mean, I'll be there hosting and sharing with everyone. Great speakers. Go to KimmyRose.com for more information. And yes, I've had a couple people send me some messages. I will be doing readings this evening, so I am available. You can call 734-854-1514. Jack and Susan, they do aura photography. And what's amazing about this is it's about creating a raising vibration and creating a shift in people. And my question is, you were talking earlier about this, about, you know, the importance of doing this. Tell us a little bit about that. And is it something that somebody else has to do for you? Or is it something you do for yourself?
Well, I think it's something that you do for yourself, but I do believe that other people can help you as well. Talking about raising our vibration, we're actually talking about not our actual physical energy, but our life force vibrational energy, as everything does have a frequency and vibrate. And when it is higher, everything works easier, more optimal. And it's important, we feel it's an important thing to do just so you can have a happier life. It just makes things a lot easier. And raising your vibration is a lot. Other people might relate to it as having that optimistic, positive attitude, being happy. You can tell the difference when you're around somebody that just is kind of gloomy and sluggish versus somebody that's very bubbly and happy and light. You are sensing that they have a higher life force vibrational energy. And so it's just good to be aware of it so that you can do things to raise them. And as I mentioned, there are some very simple things that you can do. One of the things is being
positive. And if you can think of the glass being half empty all the time versus half full, that's a very good start to moving forward.
I think that that's, I think that is really important. I've been doing the Silva. We've been really working with that, and the power of our mind. Our minds are very powerful because there's a circuitry that's connected. And Edgar Cayce talked about our spirit mind, and then he also talked about our soul mind and connecting the two. The work that you both do, I noticed with the energy work that you're both connected to, that is about it is, if you think about it, connecting from the soul to the spirit is raising consciousness. And you're right about that. It's like focusing in the positive, you know, not the negative. We've got somebody who's been so patient and waiting to on line three, and I'd like to bring her on. She has a question for us, and I'm thinking maybe we could really, really all help each other to raise awareness with her question. We've got Sherry from California. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. And give us a little bit about what you want to know, and we'll all tune in.
Okay. I would like to know, do you see if I will meet the very significant person this year, how he look like or he does, anything you can pick up on this person?
Okay. I have to tell you that I sensed a doubt in your mind, so you I just got this feeling about maybe you connecting with the ability to believe and manifest a relationship first. And so I'm gonna go over and ask Susan and Jack in matching her vibration and what she needs in her life. I'm just going to share with what I pick up is I feel like you've had some disappointments and some frustrations in the past. How does she go about manifesting?
Right. And hi, this is Susan. I'll start, and then I'll turn it over to Jack. And I was sensing the same thing. And I want to say this in a nice way, but right when I heard your voice, I could kind of just pick up a little bit of desperateness of wanting that relationship so bad. That I think that you're stopping yourself almost because of the vibration that you're putting out. And I'm going to let Jack talk about that a little bit. But if I could just guide you to relax a little bit about it, and as Kimmy said, you need to believe in it. One of the things that happens is that we feel that we're without or we're lacking a relationship. We're focusing on maybe bad things that's happened in the past in relationships, and that's stopping from bringing a relationship to us. Now, I also am feeling that there is a potential for you to still have a relationship this year if you make some changes. I'm just feeling, you know, somewhere after the six-month time period that maybe somebody will come into your life, and I'm also sensing that it might be somebody that you might already know as a friend that you realize that there might be something more. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Jack because he's going to talk to you a little bit about the law of attraction.
Hi, Sherry.
Thanks.
Do you have a pen and paper to write something down?
Yeah.
Can you get something to write with? Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. I get into some law of attraction coaching, and I actually help coach people to find their perfect mate. And I'll tell you an amazing story. It was my daughter. And I'm going to give you the book that I got this out of. It's by Abraham Hicks. It's called Asking and It's Given. And in it, they have a magic box you can make. And what I did is, it's like a prayer box, but the universe knows what you want. You put in what you're looking for. You want to be specific, though. And what I had my daughter do is just take a sheet of paper. She made a stick figure on it. I had her put down 20 characteristics of the perfect guy she's looking for. And you may have had some of these characteristics in someone else before. There's maybe some that you've never had before, but you make a formula, like a recipe of what you're looking for, and you put it in the box. And the trick is that you put out intentions and feelings raising your vibration to like this is already in your life. And the universe will help, God, all that is, will help start bringing it to you. And at the six-month mark, she says, Dad, I got to get that out of your box. I think that guy's in my life. So we, it's coming close to Christmas. We got our old magic box. It was actually my box. We put in a box, and within 3 days, the guy called her, and this guy ended up having 19 out of 20 characteristics, and no other guy in her life had more than three of the 20 characteristics at that time. And it's a really amazing story.
Really?
So Sherry, again, the name of that book is by Abraham Hicks. It's called Asking and Is Given, and that process will be in that book. So,
right. And, you know, the key is to start thinking about what you want and feeling that it's yours to have it and just kind of having fun and being light with it. Try not to be real intense with it.
And I want to add, too, for the listeners out there, it's kind of the co-creation process is what it is. And I'll give my co-creation spiel as quick as I can here. But I feel we're put on earth to be co-creators with God. And there's a couple different types of people. There's one that I call a fence-sitter. They're just kind of sitting around waiting for their turn, waiting for God to bring them something. And then what eventually happens, they can't decide what it is. They're waiting their turn too long. Is eventually if God gives it to them, they're not being co-creator in the process, or their life starts to break down so much it starts to hurt. They know what it is they want, and then they're a co-creator with God. And the other type is they grab a relationship just because they want one so bad, and they're trying to make it work out going down the road of life as it's starting to fall apart. And they're not being a co-creator either because they're just grabbing something. But what this magic box is doing, or prayer box you want to call it, it's actually putting out your intentions and your feelings and being a co-creator with God, what we've been put on earth to do. So hopefully that's not too heavy for you guys, but I truly believe that's
how
it works.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. And this is the question that I have. I think it's so important. Sherry, do you believe that you have the power within you to do that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so start. Begin.
And what I want to add, and this is a really good example, you ever hear of someone that keeps attracting the same type of person into their life, the same traits, they just have a different phase? And the reason being is you keep getting what you put your mind on, so they keep getting someone that has these very bad characteristics of what they don't want. And it's kind of like putting into Google, you're doing a Google search for no fire engines, you're going to keep looking at fire engines, because it's a noun. The universe or God doesn't know the word no. It keeps giving you more of the noun, the subject.
Does that make sense, hon?
Sherry, you need to decide what it is you want on paper. It's best to write any intentions or goals down on paper and actually put feelings out there. Your feelings actually create things. And if you pick up that book, you'll find out and learn that and start practicing. But you need to decide what it is you want ahead of time before you're just trying to take something and make a life with it. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, Sherry, I'm with Kimmy as well, is that I feel that you need to work on yourself a little bit as far as knowing and really knowing in your heart that you're worthy of the relationship that you want. You're worthy of being the great person that you are and then attracting the most perfect relationship for you. You need to get that in your mind and in your heart and then move forward and things will fall into place for you.
And put out the feelings of having this perfect guy next to you, what it would feel like, what you'd be doing and things like that. You know, get those feelings, and it helps raise your vibration, helps bring that person towards you.
All right.
And you know
all
what?
Right.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You have to know that this is going to happen. I can feel it. What our intention for you is that you make it happen, and it's permanent, and it's something that is right for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Peace to you. God bless. And
thanks.
We've got... Thank you, hon. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening, just turning on, you're listening to interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose, and you can tune in every week from 4 to 5. We've got Dan Millman next week, and we'll also have Debbie Ford on the show. A lot of wonderful things going on this program. You can go to KimmyRose.com to get more information, and we're very blessed to be joined today by Jack and Susan Lewis. Jack and Susan Lewis, who are healers, they do aura photography and also intuitives. Please go to their website, a1aura.com. What phone number, if people would like to, do you have a phone number for people to get a hold of you?
Sure, that'd be 989-600-1445.
Okay, and you can also go to kimmyrose.com to get more information. And we've got Ken from Michigan on line two. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And you got some stuff going on, huh?
Oh, always, but I'm calling to support your show and then also my friends Jack and Susan.
Ken, let me ask you. Thank you. Have you had work done? Have you had your aura photos?
Oh, definitely. Multiple times with Jack and Susan. I traveled with them to a lot of different holistic events, and we'd always... Every once in a while before our show, I'd get my, you know, they'd take my picture and check my aura out, and then I'd also use the Edgar Cayce tuner on me to raise my vibration between, you know, before the show and after. And I really enjoyed it. I encourage people to check it out. You know, it's the aura photos are always fun, you know, to get the readings, but I encourage the tuning more than anything, the chakra tuning.
And Kenny. This is Jack.
Yeah.
Tell them we were out in Minnesota one time, and you were fairly ill. I remember you had a bad cold going on. And tell them about what happened after your tuning there.
Well, I was doing readings that day, and I was really sick. I had a really bad cold, and I was talking to Jack and Susan beforehand, and Susan was trying to doctor me up the whole time with a lot of essential oils, and they were helping, but they sat me down in a chair and started to tune me up and put on a little bit of meditative music for me. And I just relaxed and let them do their thing, you know, and just follow their instructions. And I'd say like 10 minutes after the tuning, I felt great. You know, I was still had a little bit of a cold, but I felt like I had an energy burst, almost like I went to the hospital and they gave me a shot to make me feel better. It was like an instant cure for that time. And it got me through the rest of my day to be able to do readings, and you know, I had speeches to do as well during that whole 8-hour day. It helped. I really did appreciate that, and that's why I encourage people to check that out. It was a lot of healing.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, to me, I can tell you that I personally, I mean, my testimony will give testimony to what it did, and also the fact that one of the things that was seen was that I would be going through some major life shifts. They took place. And I was also told that it was a good thing. And I did not, at that time, as much as I connected and believed, it was like, there's no way. How could that be good? And I'll tell you what, it was amazingly accurate and good for me. And it's something you do. You've gotta try it out. This is what it's about. It's about the shift, and it's about really, really going through it. So Ken, thank you. Ken, what is your business?
What is my business?
Yes.
I'm unemployed right now, but I used to travel around with Jack and Susan at multiple psychic events or holistic events, and I did readings for a while. I also had a radio show with Jack and Susan on Power Radio while we were all on together. And I took a little bit of a break, but as it seems, I'm sick of calling. You know, you can't take too much of a break from it because it comes right back. So
I'm just going to take
it slow and see how it goes.
I think Kenny's being a little modest, Kimmy. He is.
I feel that, too.
he's very powerful, and he's very helpful, and we really need to get him drawn back into it because he helps many people.
Well, Kenny, I would love to talk to you, and so maybe you might give me, send me an email, or you get my number. Because
I'm going to try to get down to the legal show this week, and I might have Jack and Susan over before they make it to the show, so I'd probably be able to make it to the Saturday. What time is it till on Saturday?
It is
the show.
Jack,
what time does it go to?
It's 6 o'clock, I think.
Yes, till 6 o'clock.
I'm going to have to stop by on Sunday because I get out of school at 5, so I would definitely try to make it down that Sunday if you're still there, Kimmy.
Yep, I will be. Oh, I'll be there the whole weekend. It is till 6 on Saturday, and then we'll be gone until the ceremony that we're doing is at 4:30 on Sunday. I would love to meet you. I have actually intuitively have some ideas for you. So, and actually, I think I have an opportunity if you're wanting to get back in that. So it's totally up to you. So you'll have to discern that throughout the week. And it was so nice to talk to you. God bless
you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take it easy, Jack and Susan.
Take care. Kimmy, I want to give a shout-out for another thing that we do, too, that right along with this tuning machine is the Edgar Cayce Purple Flame Bulb. And it's actually an attachment on the machine that we have, and it does amazing healing. And what it is, it's a really high vibration. It's over a trillion cycles a second. And what happens when we have an injury, the waste of the cell, the lymph of the cells, and the red blood cells paste it together. And that's when we have inflammation and swelling, and the heart and the circulatory system can't go in fast enough to break it apart. So what this bulb does, and it was actually inspired by Edgar Cayce, it gets really high vibration going. It helps break up, gets the circulation going again. And we've had some amazing, we can't claim anything, but we've had some amazing things happen at the shows. We had one lady that had a neck surgery, and for 18 years she didn't have feeling in parts of her fingers. And we ran the bulb for 5 to 7 minutes on her neck, and she had feeling again where she hadn't for 18 years. And then we saw her a year later because we do some of the shows again, and she had feeling again still there where she hadn't, you know, lost it for 18 years. So I invite people that may have, you know, sore backs or pulled muscles or what have you to maybe experience that if they are around the Toledo area.
You gotta come out and, definitely, you've gotta come and check this out. And if you're not in the Toledo area, you both travel. Tell us, can you tell me a little bit about some of the events your upcoming events?
We travel, we're from Michigan, but we travel into Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky area. And, basically, we'll be doing outside Toledo. There's a couple shows in Detroit. There's one in Indianapolis we'll be doing shortly, and actually a show down in Kentucky. Actually, we're doing the World Massage Festival. And we get into some paranormal shows, actually, which is kind of neat. So we travel around quite a bit.
I think that's amazing. And both of you, you know, as a couple, you're doing that together. And I have the utmost respect for both of you and the work that you do, and I'm excited to see you because I think we're going to have so much fun. It's going to be an absolute blast, and if you haven't had a chance right now to go to their website, it's a1aura.com, Jack and Susan Lewis. Susan, you are very accurate with your intuition. You picked up really good on Sherry, and it was just like the words that I was going to say. I'm like, okay, she said it. And so, I think that, you know, it's, you know, we talk about in empowerment and we talk about connecting, and I just had to tell you that it's just, again, it's something, the gift is there. And Jack, I had had a lot of health issues, and I actually had, I mean, when you first took the picture of me, when I first had my aura picture done, I was pretty tired. And take it that, mind you, that I was very busy. I was doing all the announcements, and it's something I love to do. I'm such a ham. You give me a microphone and I'm as happy as can be. But it was amazing because all of a sudden the energy around me shifted with the work that you did. And you did, I actually got to experience this device. What is it called again exactly? I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem, and I'll give the website out for it too. It's called a Violet Ray Crystal Resonator, and it can be seen at www.pillaroflight.net, and that's pillaroflight.net. And actually, there's some of our work is on there too, using the Aura camera of doing some before and afters. We've done studies with water and in putting intentions into water for healing, and then the energy shift using the Aura camera. And then we can show it with essential oils, how the energy shifts before essential oils, putting them on and after. So we've done some different studies with the using the camera too.
And that's what's so amazing is that, I mean, I saw it before my very eyes, and it makes such a difference. So if you are in a space in your life where you just feel like, you know, I need to intend healing, I need to make changes, it helps on so many different levels in, you know, working, you know, at, the best way to explain it is where it works at your core. And when I say intends, you can work with addiction, you can work with healing. This is what is so amazing about this. This is something that I don't know anyone else that does this the way you guys do this together. It's something I think that is very, very, in order to have this done, you need to see them. And when I say this, it's because of the work you do together. I have not seen this matched.
And I don't think this machine that we have is actually out traveling the U.S. either, doing shows, and especially with this crystal tuning machine along with the Aura camera. I would have to say we would be the only ones in the U.S. that actually have it out together doing shows. So it is pretty unique.
I honor both of you for the work you do, and I know I'm excited, and I have a friend that's coming in from out of town, and I've been telling them all about you, him all about you. I'm going, okay, this is going to be fun. It's going to be really neat. And I want to just thank you both for, I cannot believe that our hour that we've been through, our hour, and I'd love to have you back on the show. I know you do a radio show also, and if anybody wants to check Jack and Susan's website out, you can go to a1aura.com. You can also go over to kimmyrose.com, and we always have information on our awesome guests. Next week we have Dan Millman that's going to be on with us, and Jack and Susan, for some reason, I don't know why, I don't know if it's a past life that you and I shared, but Laura, the name Laura comes to me all the time when I'm talking about you. There must be something there. It's popping in my head.
Well, I just want to thank so much for having us on the show. It's just been a blessing to meet you and be working with you, and we look forward to this weekend. So again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to a big hug when I see you, because and sharing. So, thank you.
Yeah, and
God bless you.
I invite people to come out to the Toledo show. It is, out of all the shows we do, I feel the best energy there at the Toledo show. So it is just simply amazing. So,
And I have to say that, you know, Gordon Harris, who set the intention, he's about oneness and unity, and that is what it's about. It's about community and holding space, and if you get a chance, you got to join us, because we have some huge things, the beginning of some huge, if you're wanting to step into your own shoes, it's about honoring space. That's what the Toledo Body Mind Spirit Festival is all about. Thank you both for joining me. God bless you. And I just have to say, I'm very lucky to know you, and I feel now I'm in a space where we can intend so much more work together. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you both. And I want to just thank everyone for tuning in to interviews. No longer in a deep sleep, our intentions carry our authentic truth, allowing us to manifest abundance. Our purpose becomes so clear that we no longer look for ways to make things happen. They just do. You can make things happen. If you'd like to get a hold of me, my mother, Carolyn, is also available for readings. We have Kevin Myers, who also hosts another show with me that I do, another interview show. And we have some wonderful readers that will be there at the Toledo Body, Mind, Spirit Festival. Also, we're available for phone readings, the number 734-854-1514. You can also go out, check your horoscope out, KimmyRose.com. Thank you for joining me this week on Interviews, and bless.